time of a pandemic is even worse. So there's all kinds of incalculable healthcare issues. Who all have these people who tested positive expose themselves to? Yeah. There are workers in these facilities who are adults who will leave there and go back into their communities. How, you know, might they be testing positive? Might they be transmitting COVID in their communities? These are facts we need to get to know. The Biden administration needs to tell all of us, where are these kids from? What variants have they been exposed to that they could be transmitting that our State Department of Health Services needs to be able to respond to? There are so many questions that the Biden administration simply is not answering that are leading to greater danger. And then, of course, the other disaster is the human trafficking component of all this. All of these kids have been subjected to human trafficking on the pathway to the Texas border, and then they're going to be taking that and going to other parts of the United States. The border that we're dealing with right now, people think it's the Texas border. It's a border on every state border in the United States, because they're going to be taking these kids in Texas right now and flying them to other states across America.
It's true. Now, this Biden border crisis, which was caused, by the way, by our new president and his comments on the campaign trail. I mean, it was his words that really created this crisis. Now he doesn't know how to fix it. You know, maybe he should put in a call to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, maybe that's the answer. Stick around. When we come back, another Texas politician who blames the Biden administration for fomenting what is just a disaster along our southern border. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
For the 4:30, quick check of the traffic cams. It looks like heavy traffic Fridays are back. We are bumper to bumper right now, working through the resort area of Interstate 15. Both directions, very slow. 15 north around Tropicana, 15 south once you get past the Spaghetti Bowl there at Owens. Also, very sluggish as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 westbound at Eastern, you're bumper to bumper through there. 515 east at Main, and you're bumper to bumper on the 215 eastbound at Gibson. That's right where it branches off to Interstate 11, and that ramp that transitions from the 215 over to Interstate 11, you are bumper to bumper through there.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders are signing former Cardinals running back Kenyon Drake. It's a two-year deal at $11 million. It has a max value of $14.5 million, but the $11 million is guaranteed. Raiders making a significant investment in Drake just 2 years after they drafted Josh Jacobs in the first round. Drake will be 27 years old during this upcoming season. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they have won four in a row and 10 of their last 12. They are opening up a two-game series this evening in Los Angeles as they are set to match up against the Kings. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
So maybe I shouldn't be sharing this, but you have to check out Kohl's. The athleisure styles we've all been living in, they're on sale. I saved on a Champion sweatshirt for my daughter, got an $11.99 Vans tee for my son, and picked up Adidas sneakers for my husband. Plus, I got 20% off and Kohl's cash. So I'm totally going back for those Sonoma jeans. You know, for when I actually want to wear jeans again. Select styles. 20% offer ends March 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lately, we're doing a lot more at home, which means we're doing a lot less driving. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you only pay for the miles you drive. Drive less, save 50% with Allstate. You've never been in better hands. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Includes a daily rate. Prices vary based on how you buy. Not applicable in California. Based on annual premium paid by Allstate Standard Auto customers versus Allstate pay-per-mile customers who drive an average of 4,000 miles a year. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Copyright 2020 Allstate Insurance Company.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Friday. I am so excited. The weekend is here. March Madness is all around us. All the games being played in Indianapolis. This is incredible stuff that only a pandemic could give you. But they have this big, giant Indianapolis bubble. It's just crazy. I promised I would let you hear from another Texas elected official. This one, a mayor, Midland, Texas. His name is Patrick Payton, and he is the mayor of Midland, Texas, the site of one of two detention centers. There may be more. If you listen to Greg Abbott just a couple minutes ago, there may be another venue. And I wanted you to hear this because this makes so much sense. This is about the chaos created not by Trump. Don't even go there with me. But this was Patrick Payton, the mayor of Midland, Texas, about 130 miles from the border, talking with John Roberts of Fox News Channel just a few hours ago. And the word that keeps coming up is chaos. Let's go to the audio tape.
What do you know about that facility that's there in Midland where there are several hundred, is my understanding, teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17 who crossed the border illegally being held?
Well, what we know about the facility, and thanks again for allowing me to speak to you, and really appreciative of what Governor Abbott is doing in the middle of this chaos. We found out about this facility on Sunday, and by 11:30 Sunday night, they started shipping young people into that facility. We were not contacted. Nobody contacted the mayor's office, the county judge's office. But to fast forward to today and something the governor was speaking about, we already know that they're moving 25 of those children and loading them on an airplane to take them to Office of Refugee Resettlement locations somewhere in the country. We don't know if that's Texas. We don't know what states those are. So they're already relocating them from our facility onto planes into another facility in the country. And it is utter chaos. You can't get answers. You can't get details. The facility is up and running. They're putting a 10-foot fence around it even as we speak. And so it's chaos. There's no overstating the fact they haven't communicated to us. DHS, HHS, they give us very scant answers to the questions we ask, and the detailed questions we ask, we're not going to get any response from. And so we're very concerned about what's happening. We're deeply concerned about what's happening to these kids, but we're also deeply concerned about this overreach and this abuse by the federal government.
Mayor, listening to all that, it feels like you're saying your hands are tied. Like there's not much you can do, and you're asking for help, and you're not getting it.
Well, absolutely. And let me turn the tables a little bit. We have communities out here, Midland and Odessa combined, that our citizens understand the seriousness of what's happening to these kids, many of them who have been trafficked and who have been abused and have been waiting and asking, how can we meet the needs of these kids? How can we give them clothing? How can we support them? And we're being told by the government, we don't need your help. We don't need anything from you. And so it's another one of those issues that we can't even help with a crisis that's unfolding within our borders. And now we see this happening. And when we ask the question, will you be closing the facility? Will you be bringing more kids in? Once again, you don't get answers. And it, as you said, which is 100% true, we're just scrambling as we're watching this crisis start migrating its way all the way through the state of Texas and into the country.
And the big question is, when is this crisis going to get to Southern Nevada? You know it's a matter of time. You know that some of these kids will be bused or flown into our community and handed over to family or friends here in the Las Vegas Valley. You know that's going to happen. You know that's going to happen. And by the way, you are naive if you don't think it's going to happen. You are incredibly naive. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Anybody out there that thinks this thing's going to be contained, that we're not going to see a spike in illegals coming across the border in Texas, being detained, and then being spread out over the country. Anybody that doesn't think we're going to get our fair share? I mean, you have to be incredibly naive to think that. And by the way, with that, not only more migration, but you're going to get more crime. And if you're Metro, I would be on the alert, because you're going to have more gang crime. You're going to have more crime in general. You're going to have more violent crime. You watch and see if it doesn't happen. Stay where you are. More to do. In fact, we'll go to your calls on the other side of the break. Is that fair? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out from you. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. We'll give you a little more love. We'll move you up in line. And we'll give you a little more love. Tell you what, let's go to a call and then we'll take the break. Is that okay? Wesley, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hi. My family, little kids, we all moved from Los Angeles. 6 years ago, we were inundated by illegal aliens and it ruined where we lived. I lived in Orange County. I had to move here. Now, the same thing's going to... It's started to happen already. Unfortunately, it's going to be very accelerated, and we're going to be moving to Asheville, North Carolina in the next few years. I don't want to leave here. I love Las Vegas, but we're going to have to bail because it's turning into Orange County.
Yeah. Hey, Wesley, thank you, man. And I'm guessing... In fact, he's a first-time caller. Yeah, yeah. If you'd like to be a first-time caller, that'd be okay. Maybe you've never called this show. Maybe you've never called any call-in talk show. Our survival rate, by the way, is through the roof. I mean, we lose very few callers over the course of time. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We've got some more calls coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to the sleepover.
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at 2 major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives. But he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Friday. I'm very excited. I'm going to be off on Monday. Pat Casale will be in the host chair, and treat him well, please. The president of the United States, and I know you've seen the video. It has gone viral. Stumbled up the stairs to Air Force One. I mean, this was really ugly. I mean, it was really, really ugly. He took quite a tumble, and to his credit, he got right up, dusted himself off, and. Ended up jumping on Air Force One, going to Atlanta, Georgia, and the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. And one of the, and by the way, he did a really nice photo op that looked presidential. It was ad-libbed for the most part. No cue cards, no, I mean, it was. It was a good photo op. Unfortunately, it's overwhelmed by the video of him stumbling up the stairs of Air Force One. That was not pretty, and it's exactly what we thought would eventually happen. You know, he'd have a slip and fall, or and you just pray he doesn't do it in public or at, you know, at dinner with Vladimir Putin. But no, he took a tumble, and I'm just saying we expected this. We knew this would eventually happen. We didn't think it would happen in the first 50 or 60 days of his administration. But he did a really nice CDC appearance, and he expressed thanks to the CDC employees. Give a quick listen to the president just a few hours ago in Atlanta.
All the folks listening, I guess you said there's hundreds or if not thousands of people listening.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's an entire generation coming up that is learning from what you've done. I don't just mean learning about how to deal with a virus. Learning about it makes a difference to tell the truth, to follow the science, and just wherever it takes you, and just be honest about it. And that's what you've all done. So we owe you a debt of gratitude of all the lives you've saved. I carry in my pocket, as Doc knows, on the back of my schedule, I have listed every single day with the exact number of people who have died from COVID the day before. I mean, for cumulative. We're at 535,217 dead as of yesterday, last night. Mm. It's got to stop, but you're slowing it. It's stopping. Yes. And it really, really matters. You know, that's more people than have died and all of World War Americans, all of World War One, World War Two, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined in a year. In a year. And you are the Army. You're the Navy. You're the Marines. You're the Coast Guard. I really mean it. This is a war. And you are the frontline troops. Sounds silly to say it that way. Sounds sort of grand, but think about it. And finally, we got the vaccines, we got the companies together, and then they didn't have the wherewithal to be able to produce all the vaccines. Mm-hmm. So there's a thing called the Defense Production Act. As president, I'm allowed to enforce it. So I had people saying, stop making that and start making these. Mm-hmm. We finally put together, did you ever think you'd see the day, because you've all been involved in medicine, see two major drug companies cooperate for the good of the country? One come up with a drug, and the other say, well, we'll manufacture it for you. So what you're doing really, really, really matters, not only, and I'll end with this, not only in saving lives, but changing the mindset of the country. Changing the mindset of the country. And it's affecting everything. Not just affecting people's health, it's affecting their attitude. The attitude about what we can do as a country.
That is the president. And by the way, to his credit, a very nice photo op at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Unfortunately, it was preceded by a stumble up the steps of Air Force One. They're going to have to figure that out because they are very steep. And I could see where even a person, you know, half his age could stumble. You know, you don't want to be you know, groping the side rail there. But they're going to have to figure that out because that will happen again. I can just about promise you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on. Oh, by the way, when we come back, we're going to talk about NCAA teams that went to a knee today. Yeah, yeah. And what happened to them? Is there a common thread through any of these teams? We'll talk about it coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know about you, but I will simply tell you, most of the nation is glued to their TVs watching March Madness. It was interesting. Gentleman Jim Dallas standing by, and you've been keeping track of teams that went to a knee in March Madness, and a number of teams, not any of the big ones, I don't think. But what about it? You've been keeping track of this.
Well, I think the biggest is Ohio State. They were a number two seed, and a lot of people like myself, they took Ohio State to win a couple of these tournament games. But there were five members of the Ohio State team that took a knee during the anthem, and they ended up losing in overtime, 75-72. They had a chance to tie at the last second. They didn't, and I think they brought some bad juju upon themselves.
Oh, wow.
They lost to a team, Oral Roberts. They haven't won a game in the tournament since, what, I don't know, 47 years. You do the
47
math.
Years ago?
Yes. That was the last time that Oral Roberts won a game in the NCAA tournament. They weren't the Ohio State wasn't the only ones. Drexel, a number 16 seed, they took a knee before the anthem played, and then they proceeded to get beat by Illinois. And players for Colgate, they took a knee before they lost to Arkansas. Do you sense a trend here, Kevin?
Wow. You go to a knee, you're done.
Yep.
Wow.
Bad juju.
Unbelievable. Well, thank you for keeping track of that. That is amazing. We'll see. You know, the simple thing to do, and what I don't understand, is why the NCAA and the NBA and the NFL and any of these guys, why they don't keep the teams in the locker room, play the anthem, and then, you know, home of the brave, all of a sudden, you know, the two teams come storming out of their locker rooms. I don't know why they don't do that. It does not make a lot of sense. What does make a lot of sense, what we're going to be doing next, we're going to be talking with Mark Hutchison, founding partner for Hutchison Stephan. And one of the things we're going to talk about is something that he's going to be doing April 7th, which is just around the corner. He's going to be doing oral arguments on behalf of Stavros Anthony. We talked with Stavros yesterday, and he is very optimistic. He feels like he can win in the state Supreme Court. We'll find out. It's the District C Clark County Commission race. He lost the race by either 10 or 15.